San Francisco's school board wants students to eat what may be the nation's healthiest lunches. The macaroni, corn dogs, and candy bars that many students consume now are not considered especially healthy, but San Francisco officials have now approved lunch guidelines that cut fat, eliminate most sugar, and ban soda on campus. Deborah Schifrin reports.
In the industrial kitchen of Aptos Middle School in the St. Francis Wood neighborhood of San Francisco, Principal Linnell Ishibashi proudly shows off some of the school's latest lunch offerings.
Today it looks like we're serving turkey sandwiches, fresh lettuce, tomato, and pickles, all on a French roll. This is sushi, three different kinds.
Gone are the chips and donuts, the taco pockets, large pizzas, and mega cheeseburgers. Gone also are the vending machines stocked with junk food. This is where California cuisine meets public education.
The lines are there, over there, no.
As the kids swarm into the cafeteria, it's clear that some students are having a hard time adjusting to the new low-fat diet, like this trio of 7th graders waiting in the lunch line.
It sucks, man.
No burritos, no candy, no chips.
And you give us our stuff back.
Candy, sweet, sugar.
But other students, like 7th grader Serena Collins, are enjoying the new menu.
I think it's really healthy and everything. Even with the pizza, they give you a free salad. So even if you eat kind of junky, you still get some healthy food to go with it. It's a better way to eat.
Teachers at the school say the kids are better able to focus in their afternoon classes now. 7th grader Julian Hall agrees he feels better.
A little bit more energized and more happy.
The new school lunch program at Aptos is the pilot program for the district-wide guidelines. This is their second semester serving the new menu. San Francisco's other 116 public schools will be following suit in January. Colleen Kavanaugh is a parent on the school district's Nutrition Advisory Committee and has a background in nutrition policy.
Now we finally have the studies to show kids are obese and children are getting diabetes at record rates. And unfortunately in our country, until you have numbers to show what can happen, oftentimes it's hard to get any money dedicated to an issue.
Due to budget cuts, the San Francisco School District is getting $30 million less this year, and the estimated cost of starting this new program is $200,000 to $300,000. Yet the district is committed to implementing these new guidelines. Aptos is the model for how this program will do financially, and so far, the news is good. Principal Ishibashi says, since switching the menu, Aptos has gone from losing money on lunches to making a profit. Buying fresh food is cheaper than packaged food, she says. Plus,
a lot of parents out there weren't giving their kids money to spend because they didn't want them filling up on junk. And now they know that this is a safe place to send your kid with money, knowing that basically whatever choice he makes, he's going to be making a good one.
Ishibashi admits it's unclear if the program would be as financially successful at high schools, where students can leave campus and buy junk food elsewhere. And none of the changes affect the National School Lunch Program. About a third of Aptos students and half of the students district-wide are eligible for those free or cheaper meals. But there is hope for those poorer students. This year, Congress will be updating the National School Lunch Act, which it does every 5 years. With the new data on nutrition, the climate may be right for Congress to make healthier guidelines for those lunches as well. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Schifrin in San Francisco.